Item number 17, and I'm not going to read the entire thing. What this does is adopt the emergency regulations pertaining to the crab fishery that we did in February. Let Rob fill in the
somewhere
blank.
In this pocket, I have it. Just knock something off.
Did it pull completely?
Yep. All right. Boy, Rob, this is a young man's game.
Well, Mr. Bowden, you've elevated it from FMAC to the commission now, so.
I'm in trouble. Young at heart, right?
Thank you.
I'm passing around a summary of management measures from 1994 through 2002, and I think that the listing will be helpful for both of the agenda items today. And, you know, you may or may not know about all of these that occurred starting really in 1994. But certainly today, one of the items, the regulation that established by emergency the early open season for podding is March 17th. Is something new only from the perspective of 1995 forward. Prior to 1995, there was a season during that time period for podding. And I think the easiest thing to do is to just go to the regulations. In Regulation 270, page 3 of 5, you can see the dates for the amendment that we're proposing to be part of the permanent regulation. Establishing the season starting March 17th. So in paragraph A, it's unlawful to knowingly place, set, or fish any hard crab pot or peeler crab pot from December 1 through March 16th. So that means it can be open March 17. In paragraph B on page 3, you can see another amendment from the emergency regulation last month, which shifts the dates of having a fish pot in the water, and that's all it really does. It coincides with the open season of March 17th, so it shifts those dates when you cannot have a fish pot. And last month and this month, there's information as to why that original regulation was passed on fish pots, really not to give a competitive advantage to some in the industry who want to set fish pots and then licensed them as crab pot when April 1 came about. On page 2 of the regulation, you can see the third amendment to Regulation 270, and that's concerning the time of day restriction. Before, it was April 1. The month of April had a 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Time of day restriction, and what this does, it just moves it backwards to March the 17th. To coincide with the start of the season. The second regulation, if you go to the end of your evaluation, the next to the last page of your evaluation, but Regulation 300, you can see the amendment from last month that we're proposing as a permanent part of this Regulation 300 that would establish the 51 bushel limit or 17 barrel limit starting in March 17th. Again, the start of the potting season, whereas before it was April 1 through May 31. Back in 1987, which is the earliest time that we could trace this regulation, it was set as March 15th. So the bushel limit was in effect from March 15th through May 31st when it was first enacted. There were a couple of comments at the Crab Management Advisory Committee concerning the timing of the season. There were some complicated suggestions to perhaps look at every third Monday in the month and have varying dates and everything else. And I think in the end result, everyone agreed that just keeping it March 17th was the way for the future, and this is, of course, for next year and beyond at this time, so that staff is certainly recommending adoption of the amendments in Regulation 270, the three amendments, and the one in 300. There were some other comments, though, that I wanted to share with you, and one concerned the information that came to our deputy commissioner last month, which was some crab dredgers became concerned that during the March 17th to the end of March, when the dredge fishery is still in operation and crabs come up, start to move a little bit, get towards the shallows, the dredgers can have a pretty good harvest right there at the end of the season. I don't know whether anyone's here today to speak on that or not. We haven't heard anything else. I believe it was off Ocean View where this was occurring. And the concern was that if the pots were there, there would be conflict. There would be pots in the place where they wish to dredge. Again, I don't know whether we'll hear more about that. The other public comment that was received was the Maryland Department of Natural Resources contacted us, and they had a couple of concerns. One concern was in all the bi-state activity since 2000 and the Chesapeake Bay Stock Assessment Committee advisory reports since 2000, there has been information termed management advice, which is always to keep regulations the way they are. And I guess my counterpart in Maryland was concerned that regulations were being changed. And, you know, I pointed out to this person, Lynn Fegley, I said, well, really, most of that advice occurred after 2000. Certainly, you can't really look in the past, especially back to a time period of 1995 when regulation setting was never a joint activity with Maryland and Virginia. And I think the summary sheet you have shows that there have been quite a few different regulations aimed at conservation, the most prevalent for the spawning stock to augment the spawning stock. She accepted that type of information. The other comment was that Lynn had concerns that the dredge harvest overall as a situation is taking the females from an area Coal Point South. And the way she described it was that Maryland DNR staff has looked at data of the number of females that are available from that geographic location south, and they have had a pretty high correlation of the dredge fishery actually exploiting a significant fraction if they're there. If there's not a significant fraction there, and that fraction is determined by the Baywide Winter Dredge Survey conducted by VIMS and Maryland DNR. And so she had some concerns there. I sent her this type of information, and what you can see is here is a dredge season, which wraps around December 1 through March 31st. You can see the total pounds attributed to the dredge seasons through time, and you can certainly see that probably from the 2000-2001 season, it's pretty constant in terms of the overall harvest. It certainly doesn't rival some of the other seasons in the 5 and 7 million pound quantity, and there should be no surprise there. Industry came to the commission in 1993 and said they wanted to reduce the dredge fleet, and I think the licenses have been reduced from about 387 down to below 220 because we were able to have a lottery. And I think the practical dredge fishing effort today in these years down here is much less as well. Some of our flyover counts may get 60-some boats at the most on any one given week. So the dredge fishery has a lot of overhead, a lot of costs. It's not what it was. But I wanted to point out to her that in terms of the percentage of the total dredge fishery in March 17th through 31st, it's a pretty small portion. You know, 4% might be a high portion. It varies as low as less than 1% a couple of years here. Then you put that in terms of the annual statewide harvest, and if I'd had more time, I would have just chosen female crabs, because the dredge fishery is about 95% females. But in terms of the overall harvest, you are looking at a very small fraction. So at least staff felt it worthwhile to address those concerns, and you know, I'm sure that, you know, maybe we'll hear some more down the road a little bit, but those are the only concerns or comments that I'm familiar with at this time, and really that's all I have, Commissioner.
Thank you. Any questions, Rob? Rick?
Thank you,
Mr. Robbins?
Just one question, a point of clarification, Rob. You said that this would be a permanent change to the regulation. While technically that may be true, we had also discussed the importance of reviewing the catch data for 2007 as soon as that's available. So the committee is going to take that up, and just to try to determine if, in fact, a 51 bushel limit during that period is appropriate.
To staff and to the commission, permanent means until it's changed. So what we're saying is it will be in the final regulation, and if there is a change, there will be. And you're absolutely right that we are going to get those landings, and we will look at whether the 51 bushel might be too much for that time period.
No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Humstead, Rob. Dr. McConaughey?
Yeah, just a
question
comment.
For you.
No, it's just a comment that your analysis is what the governor appointed in the 90s. The governor appointed a commission to look at the dredge fishery, and we found the same thing, that it had very little impact on the overall spawning.
Well, it's interesting you say that because, you know, never fails. I bet I'm asked 50 times a year why crab dredging is allowed, and I refer back to that study and, of course, those numbers, too. So, anyway, thank you, Doctor. This is a public hearing. Anyone in the public wish to speak to these amendments to make the emergency semi-permanent?
Until further notice.
Until further notice.
Okay.
No one? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Bowden.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Bowden. Seconded by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Next item on the agenda, public hearing, proposed amendment to Regulation 4 VAC 20-37010 to repeal the prohibition on harvest and possession of dark sponge crabs and establish an additional blue crab sanctuary in an area that extends out to the 3-mile limit line from the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay, then southward along Virginia Beach coast to Virginia, North Carolina line. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, sir.